Good morning, and welcome to the United Methodist Church of Yucaipa, House of Faith. Thank you very much for that beautiful prelude, Judy. And I just want to let everyone know to, let's say a prayer for Judy as she continues throughout the service as well as in the weeks to come. She's suffering on her left hand. It's in a brace, and she's doing so beautifully on the piano, wounded. So I applaud you for doing such beautiful music that she plays for us, even wounded. And today we have several announcements. First, since I have the podium, I would like to take this opportunity to thank those many persons who are helping with our lunch today, and I'm calling you out by name. I'm thanking Judy Salveson, Becky King, Dale Barwick, Joanne Dyerly, Lori Pertile, Sue Abel, Linda Crabtree, Claudia Joseph, Young Char, Deb Davidson, Pastor Yoon. How embarrassing. Oh my goodness. That's a lot of years ago, isn't it? Sorry. We have a new pastor with us, and his name is Pastor Phillips. Where's Pastor Yoon? Yeah, well, Pastor Yoon's somewhere up the coast somewhere. Sorry. We have our own pastor who's prepared pies for us today. And that concludes those who have helped with our foods today. And I really appreciate our other helpers that will be with us. Kathy Anderson's going to, got that name right. Kathy Anderson's going to help additionally in serving up. So I'm grateful to all those who called in a reservation. And I hope that you enjoy a meal, as I was commenting earlier. No self-respecting cook ever keeps a meal hot on the stove for 2 hours. So we will be serving a meal to you that may not be piping hot, but it will have some warmth to it, but you're expected to warm it up when you get home. Additionally, another announcement I have is regarding the African ministries on your, the African team ministries. On our website, there is a link for you to do shopping that supports the African ministries, the artisans that make those many beautiful items. You may recall in the past, Deb has always had a beautiful array of the artisans' articles that have been for sale. Well, you can still find those through the link on our website, African Team Ministries. Were there any other announcements from anyone? Okay. And that takes us right into birthdays. So we have birthdays this I think recognized several of these last week. We sang happy birthday, but we'll mention them again because, you know, as we get older, a day is not long enough for us to celebrate. We need to celebrate for the full month. And so we're going to wish happy birthday to Sue Abel, Austin Barrett, Sherry Ludwig, and Ray Wilson. A big happy birthday to you all. We sang to you last week. Do we want to sing again? Oh, we didn't. I'm sorry. Maybe I was singing by myself at home. So let's join together and sing happy birthday to them. Ready? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. And many happy returns. And now it's the time for us to gather our thoughts together and prepare ourselves for the worship. And if you will please join with me in our call to worship. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness.
Know that the Lord is good. God is he who made us, and we are his.
Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise.
For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever.
And now if you'll join with me in singing a favorite song, Come Ye Thankful People, number 694. Time for sharing of our joys and concerns. We want to continue to encourage you to share your joys and concerns at the website that's on the screen, or you can always call the office and present your joy and concern. We'd love to hear the joys, but we want to be there for your concerns and send them out to the prayer chain for all to pray for. Any specific joys or concerns that you might have, Pastor Yoon?
I'll share it when I...
Okay, very good. Thank you. And now that will bring us to our unison prayer. O Master, Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for every condition, concerning every condition, and in every condition. For you have covered us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us unto you. You had compassion on us, supported us, and brought us to this day. Therefore, we ask and entreat your goodness, O gracious Lord. Grant us to live in all peace with your fear all the days of our life. All envy, all temptation, all the work of Satan, the counsel of wicked men, and the rising up of enemies, hidden and manifest, take them away from us. Through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory and the honor now and forever. Amen.
Amen. Let us continue our prayer in silence, and I'd like you to remember Shirley Littleton's family. Many of you do not know her. She was a very long-time member at the first UMC in Riverside, and transferred to us about 2 years ago, and she passed away this past Tuesday. So let us remember her and her families and all those whom that God has placed in our hearts, in our arms, in our life circle, that their hearts may be filled today with thanksgiving, that God, when God reach out unto them, they may recognize what God has been doing in their life and join us together in thanksgiving. Lord, we, at the end of this year, look back what has happened in our lives, what has happened in our nation and the world. We apparently have gone through many troubles, and we are still going through troubles. But, oh Lord, we are so grateful that you have kept us strong and healthy unto this day. You have provided for us. You have watched over us with your everlasting presence. And with faith, we can humbly acknowledge that all our needs have been met. You have been so faithful providing for us. So, Lord, in spite of the trouble we see, we are grateful. And we want to join our hearts of thanksgiving as we worship you this morning. We thank you, Lord, so much for all that you have done for us. So here we are, giving our thanks and praise, recommitting our lives to continue to love you, serve your church, serve your people, that your name may be magnified by our lives. And as we are filled with thanksgiving, O Lord, our prayers go out to all those who are still struggling, all those whose lives have been adversely affected by the pandemic, all those who have lost their job, lost their loved ones, those who are trying hard to find their ways to sustain themselves. So, Lord, we pray that your loving arms will reach out unto them, that your grace will be manifested unto their lives, so they may find courage and strength to continue on, and that they may even come to know you as their Lord and Savior. So, Lord, come unto us. Come and visit us this morning with your Holy Spirit. Our hearts, our lives are open unto you, that you may come in and touch us one more time. Fill our lives with joy of living, with the joy of salvation. Knowing that you are in our life, you are deeply involved in all of our life's affairs, so that our life is run by your power and your presence. So we humbly yield to your presence, yield to your plan, in our lives. As we join our prayers together, we pray once more that your will be accomplished as you will in your kingdom for your name's sake. So we now join our hearts praying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the glory, power and the glory forever. Amen.
And now we'll hear from Deb with her Young at Heart message. Thank you.
Today's story is called Zen Pig, The Art of Gratitude, written by Mark Brown, illustrated by Amy Lynn Larwig. Eons ago, on a green grassy knoll, lived a pleasant little pig who always seemed quite whole. He enjoyed his life much more than most because he took the time to look at things close. Wherever he was always there, ready and willing to be fully aware. That Zen Pig is special, is what others would say, yet Zen Pig denied and said, I'll show you the way. Care for each other as much as yourself, and never lose sight that love is true wealth. And when you speak, choose your words with care. Only kindness and compassion will ease others' despair. We all make mistakes, so forgive yourself fast. Don't expect to be perfect, or happiness won't last. Never waste time thinking of the future or the past. Just enjoy this moment and all that it has. Be thankful for all that you have. There is no need for more. You have everything that's needed to walk through happy's door. When someone's in need, don't think, just act. Give all that you can and don't hold back. Listen to my words and follow the path. Then you too will sit atop the dole with the green, green grass. Namaste. The light in me loves the light in you. The flaw with the Zen theory is that we cannot be complete without God. James 1:17 says, Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. We need God to be complete, so He is where we should send our gratitude and thanks. Amen.
And now, if you will join in singing hymn number 140, Great is Thy Faithfulness.
Springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars in their courses above. Join with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy, and love. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All have I needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Pardon for sin and a peace that endureth. Thine on the presence to cheer and to guide. Strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings are mine with 10,000 beside. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
Our scripture lesson today comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 1 through 13, and I read, "As we work together with him, we urge you also not to accept the grace of God in vain. For he says, 'At an acceptable time I have listened to you, and on a day of salvation, I have helped you.' See, now is the acceptable time. See, now is the day of salvation. We are putting no obstacle in anyone's way, so that no fault may be found with our ministry. But as servants of God, we have commanded ourselves in every way, through great endurance, in afflictions, hardships, calamities, beatings, imprisonments, riots, labors, sleepless nights, hunger, by purity, knowledge, patience, kindness, holiness of spirit, genuine love, truthful speech, and the power of God, with the weapons of righteousness for the right hand and for the left, in honor and dishonor, in ill repute and good repute. We are treated as impostors and yet are true, as unknown and yet are well known, as dying. And see, we are alive, as punished and yet not killed, as sorrowful, yet always rejoicing, as poor, yet making many rich, as having nothing, and yet possessing everything. We have spoken frankly to you, Corinthians. Our heart is wide open to you. There is no restriction in our affections, but only in yours. In return, I speak as to children. Open wide your hearts also." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
To God. Maybe I need to remind all of you that Pastor Yoon has been long gone, and I am here, and maybe some of you would have this question, but let me very clarify, you're stuck with me for now. Maybe for a long time. We are going to celebrate Thanksgiving as we have the Thanksgiving meal cooked by volunteers. And we used to have church-wide Thanksgiving meal in the fellowship hall, but the circumstance doesn't allow us to do that. Regardless, we are still going to celebrate our Thanksgiving and also Christmas. So talking about the Christmas, next Sunday is the first Sunday of Advent, and we are going to decorate our sanctuary with all the beautiful Christmas decorations. And many of you who usually volunteer for the Christmas decorations, we just remember we want to keep the social distance, and Joanne is in charge of all that, so those of you who would like to still volunteer, talk to Joanne so that you may not be in one place altogether. We want to still keep our social distancing while we are doing that. I send warm welcome to each and every one of you from this beautiful sanctuary on this beautiful Sunday morning, and I pray that the Spirit of the Lord will visit you individually and speak to your heart tenderly and manifest your presence this morning. An elderly man in Miami calls his son in New York and says, "I hate to ruin your day, but I have to tell you that your mother and I are divorcing. 45 years of misery is enough." "Pop, what are you talking about?" the son screams. "We can't stand the sight of each other any longer," the old man says. "We are sick of each other. I am sick of talking about this. So you call your sister in Chicago and tell her." And he hangs up. Frantic, the son calls his sister, who explodes on the phone. "Like heck, they are getting divorced," she shouts. "I'll take care of this." She calls her father immediately and screams at the old man, "You are not getting divorced. Don't do a single thing until I get there. I'm calling my brother back, and we will both be there tomorrow. Until then, don't do a thing. Do you hear me?" And hangs up. The old man hangs up his phone and turns to his wife. "Okay," he says, "they are coming for Thanksgiving and paying their own airfare." Thanksgiving is not always easy to come by. The cycle of ups and downs is ingrained in life. Trouble quickly makes Thanksgiving disappear, and Thanksgiving from happiness lasts only temporarily. How could we make Thanksgiving, the thankfulness in our lives, last in spite of the difficulties? Let's take an example of Thanksgiving Day. It is celebrated on the fourth Thursday of November, but this day was changed a few times. According to the website of Government Archives, President George Washington issued a proclamation naming Thursday, November 26, 1789, as a day of public thanksgiving. President Abraham Lincoln in 1863 made a proclamation that Thanksgiving was to be regularly commemorated each year on the last Thursday of November. I mean, it's a bit of a difference in there. Between the fourth Thursday and the last Thursday of November. In 1939, however, the last Thursday in November fell on the last day of the month. The nation was still under the Great Depression. The late Thanksgiving meant a shortened Christmas shopping season, and President Franklin Roosevelt was concerned that it might dampen the economic recovery. He tried to restore the economy with the New Deal, and yet it did not seem to work. So he issued a presidential proclamation moving Thanksgiving to the second to last Thursday of November. And so instead of the last Thursday, it's got to be a week before, giving one more week to shop for Christmas to bolster retail sales. President Roosevelt later signed the resolution on December 26, 1941, establishing the fourth Thursday in November as the federal Thanksgiving Day. So that's been fixed until now. The new Thanksgiving Day in 1939, which was a bit different, was called Thanksgiving Day. Have you heard of that, Thanksgiving Day? Citing the name Franklin. People suffered a really bad economy during the Great Depression and were not exactly in the mood of celebration. Thanksgiving Day was an artificial effort to reverse the depression. So think about this year 2020. It has been a real challenging year globally. We are not only talking about economic depression, but also emotional and spiritual depression. In my opinion, we as an individual and as a nation have this need to take an action similar to Thanksgiving Day, which would help us to celebrate life and be thankful. What action could this be? Let's hear the Word of God speak about it this morning. Paul's description about his ministry sounds very painful. Paul had endured great troubles, hardships, distresses, beatings, imprisonments, riots, hard work, sleepless nights, and hunger. However, it is awe-inspiring to see that in spite of all those endless pain, he still maintained purity, understanding, patience, kindness, sincere love, truthful speech, and righteousness. Note in particular Paul's following description of his hardship from verse 8 through 10. He had both glory and dishonor, bad report and good report. He was regarded both genuine and as impostors. He was both recognized and rejected. He felt dying, and yet he lived on. He was sorrowful, but on the other hand, was always rejoicing. He was poor, yet made so many rich. He had nothing, but felt that he had everything. In the midst of hardship, he found equal amount of sources of joy. And Paul spoke similarly in a couple of other places in the same letter of 2 Corinthians 12:10. I delight in weakness. How can somebody delight in weakness? But it said, I delight in weakness, in insult, in hardship, in persecution, in difficulties. For when I am weak, I am strong. The same letter, 7:4. I am greatly encouraged. In all our troubles, my joy knows no bound. Isn't that interesting? In all his troubles, his joy knew no bound. What do we see in Paul's description of hardship? Paul recognized coexistence of two different realities, pain and joy. Paul had to support himself for ministry as a tent maker and had remained poor. He was falsely accused of his preaching and was persecuted. He had to endure much pain, but it was not the whole story. Paul also saw a bright side. He felt so good about making his followers spiritually rich. He was so happy to see the progress of God's kingdom through his ministry, even at the cost of his life. There is a huge difference between Paul's life and our life. Who could live as Paul lived? Not many of us could. But in terms of nature and characteristic of life, our life is not much different from Paul's. As Paul had found, pain and joy coexists in everyone's life. Life is not just a repetition of pain. Joy comes along as well. Our favorite Psalm 23 speaks of this. There are times we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, and 2020 has been one of those dark valleys. But there are times that we peacefully lie down in green pastures. We gratefully walk beside the still waters. When we are in pain, we tend to not see joy at all, but joy can still be found in pain. It just requires a special effort like Thanksgiving Day for us to see happiness in the midst of troubles. Thanksgiving is going to be a bit different this year, like we are doing today. We cannot have the church-wide fellowship with over Thanksgiving meal. We will just share the meals. My second son, Johnny, found a job in Washington, and he's there all by himself. He found a co-worker who has now become a close friend, but during the Thanksgiving, he's going to be all by himself. He purchased the plane tickets both for Thanksgiving and Christmas, but because of this pandemic, the COVID is increasing, number of that is increasing. He canceled all the flights, which means that he's going to be there all by himself, which is a bit disappointing for us. Some of you would need to spend Thanksgiving by yourselves. Celebrating Thanksgiving alone is not exactly festive. Could we give thanks when we are walking alone through the dark valleys? Paul had endured many gloomy moments, but he did not dwell in them. He found joy of living in pain. What was his secret? Jesus, the major force behind his life. We could have two different attitudes toward the two different realities of pain and joy. We can be grateful or we can complain. There is a huge chasm between the two, but faith in Jesus helps us leap from pain to joy. Faith in Christ inspires the believers to have a positive insight on hardship. By faith, Paul saw joy in pain. It is by the same principle thanksgiving comes to us. In human terms, pain cannot produce joy, but we can be thankful in painful situations by faith. We understand thanksgiving usually comes from favorable circumstances. in pain, thanksgiving goes away. But by faith, we can give thanks both in grateful and ungrateful situations. Under this light, thankfulness is a litmus test for our faith. Are we thankful or not is not a question about if we have a trouble-free life, but if we trust in God in all circumstances. In the same letter of 2 Corinthians, Paul says, chapter 13, verse 5, examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. Are we thankful? That's not a question about, do you have a good life? Are you trouble-free? This question asks if we walk by faith, if we have overcome hardship by faith. I received this poem some years back on my email and do not know the author. It describes how one could be thankful in spite of dual reality of pain and joy. I am thankful for my shadows that watches me walk, because it means I'm out in the sunshine. For a lawn that needs mowing, windows that needs cleaning, and gutters that needs fixing, because it means I have a home. For the teenager who is complaining about doing dishes, because it means she's at home, not on the street. For the taxes I pay, because it means I am employed. For the mess to clean after a party, because it means I have been surrounded by friends. For the clothes that fit a little too snug, because it means I have enough to eat. So those of you who is gaining weight, don't be disappointed. For the parking spot I find at the far end of the parking lot, because it means I am capable of walking and I have been blessed with transportation. For my huge heating bill, because it means I am warm. For the lady behind me in a church who sings off-key, because it means I can hear. For the pile of laundry and ironing, because it means I have clothes to wear. For weariness and aching muscles at the end of the day, because it means I have been capable of working hard. For the alarm goes up in the early morning hours, because it means I am alive. Life has both good and the bad. When thanksgiving is circumstantial, we cannot get away from the cycle of ups and downs. And it is impossible to be thankful in all circumstances. But faith makes it possible to give thanks in all circumstances. Faith gives us wisdom to see the bright side in all circumstances. By faith, we can be thankful both when lying in green pasture and when walking through dark valleys. Before Paul began describing his hardship in the text that we just read, he said, "In the time of my favor, I heard you, and in the day of salvation, I helped you. I tell you, now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation. The shadowy valley we are walking on is the place of God's salvation, not the place where we are forgotten. We may be in pain today, but by faith we can boldly proclaim, today is the day of salvation. We Christians are thankful, not because we have answer to every question, And every need of ours is met, but because our faith says to be thankful. Our faith helps us find joy in pain. It gives us wisdom to see the bright side. Faith helps us see the light beyond the darkness, the present darkness, and makes it possible to give thanks in all circumstances. So all of us this morning can be thankful because we trust in God and we have faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen.
And now it is time for our offering, and we want to thank you all for continuing to mail in your tithes and offerings to the church office. Our church is blessed that you do that. Thank you so much. And now David Brown will be singing Praise to the Lord, the Almighty.
This is a very familiar hymn that I'm going to present for you this morning, but it's especially appropriate for this coming week since it does embody the ultimate theme of thanksgiving in praise to the Lord.
Praise. God from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, all creatures ye below. Alleluia, alleluia. Praise God, the source of all our gifts. Praise Jesus Christ, whose power uplifts. Praise the Spirit, Holy Spirit. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Dear Lord Jesus Christ, you are truly the source of all of our gifts, all of our blessings. What we have come from you, O Lord. And we are given this beautiful life in you. So we thank you, we praise you, we give you this gift of thankfulness from our heart. So be praised and be blessed as we bless you with this offering. And we ask you to bless it, that it may be used to carry out your will in the world today. In Jesus' name, amen.
And now we will be singing yet another one of my favorite hymns. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me.
I sing because I'm free. I know He watches me. Whenever I am tempted, whenever clouds arise, when songs ye place to sing, when hope within I draw the closer to Him. From care He sets me free. His eyes is on the sparrow, and I know He cares for me. His eyes is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. For His eyes is on the sparrow, watches me.
Let us pray. All the troubles that we face, small and weak, make us feel like very small, like a little sparrow. But regardless what these troubles of life do to us, we know that we can be happy, we can sing today, we can give You thanksgiving because we know that You care for us, You watch over us. So Lord, give us this faith that overcome all our hardships, all our doubts, that we can always give You thanksgiving and continue our journey with that thankfulness that You constantly give unto us. So send us forth with Your blessing in Your peace. In Jesus' name, amen.
From above.